Hello and welcome to today's podcast. This is the third podcast for the World is Open class, and today's topic will be ebooks and e-readers. This is Hisham Al-Sarhan, and for today's podcast there were two main readings. The first one is a case study from the Indian Institute of Science, and the second reading was a proposal for the e-textbook symposium. In the first reading, the author provided very interesting information about how people in the Indian Institute of Science, both faculties and students, how they observed or viewed the ebook technology, and showed some trends in the way they behave while using the system. Some of the interesting information in this article was the likes and dislikes of people. One of the main dislikes is that the different ebook system are not compatible. So when you buy or read a book in one system, it would sometimes be difficult to use the same textbook or the same book in a different system. So it would be difficult to share, or for example, if you decide to buy or use a new system, to read or to open the same file that you already have in the old system. The author provided also talked about some of the advantages and disadvantages of using ebooks, but in either way, at the time of the study, the use of ebook in educational setting wasn't as popular as it is expected. This is what the author was trying to investigate. Why is it that many people are not using ebooks, and what's their view about the use of ebooks? The second readings, the proposal of the e-text symposium, also provided some interesting information about the need for a special focus related to e-textbooks and mobile learning in educational settings. So it's interesting to see that it's not about ebooks in general, but it's also there's a focus in it and trying to improve and try to solve some of the problems that facing the use of ebooks and technology with textbook when for students in educational institutions. The lectures for the third class in the World is Open was given by guest speakers Michael and Priya from Get You All Learn On company, and they provided some interesting information about they provided some examples of some of the products that they were working on in their company. The first one was kind of a second life system, and they also have a mobile learning system for statistics, and they were talking about the need of improving and developing a learning system with the use of technology rather than using copying and using systems in an inadequate way for learnings in for schools. I was also very interested in the part during which they talked about the 21st century skills, including the IST literacy and the digital literacy, and I agree about the need to improve the educational system in a way that would enable students to learn the skills and tools required for sharing, managing and evaluating content in digital environments. The second lecture was given by Dr. Bonk, and he talked about the first opener from his book The World is Open, and which was web searching, and he provided lots of examples about how educational institutions around the world are changing and how they are integrating new technologies to facilitate the acquiring of information in their libraries and their information centers. Similarly, the emergence of new technologies in the ebook industry was shown in this lecture, and it's interesting to see how would that influence the way people read, and how it would change the way people acquire knowledge based on from which sources they would do that. For that reason, I have two questions, and I would end this podcast with these two questions about the emerging ebook culture. The first question is about the impact of ebook on social practices such as having book clubs or sharing books with friends and lending people books to other people, and even for donations of books for less privileged peoples or countries, buying used books. How would that be influenced or affected with the emergence ebook culture and the emergence of ebook technology? Would that change? Would the a new kind of social practices emerge as well? I think this is would be very interesting to learn about, to read about, and try to think about these issues. The second question is about ownership and the issue of ownership and access of ebooks. And I've read about this in the past, but I'm wondering which would be more dominant in the future. Would the publishers of ebook prefer the ownership model in which they would sell electronic files to people in a way that make people own these files, so and people would have all the rights of and they would have all the right to do whatever they want with these files, or would publishers in the future go with the access model, which only provide people with access to the ebook, so that people would read it, but the ownership of this book would remain with the publisher. This is also interested to know and to see which kind of model and how would that influence the practice, or the, how that would influence people's behaviors in terms of using or acquiring ebooks. I will end this podcast with these two questions, and I will talk to you next week. Goodbye.